You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up. Even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time for an update from Clean Tech Lithium now. The company's had a lot going on the ground at the Laguna Verde project in Chile. Ignacio Mahech joins us now. He's the CEO. Ignacio, very good to see you.
Hi, Alistair. Good to see you too. Thank you for inviting me.
So tell us a little bit more about what's been going on. The application for the SEOL, that's the Special Lithium Operating Contract, is in the works, isn't it, for you guys? What's the latest with that?
Yeah, we've been very busy the past few months after I met many of our shareholders in London. I've been meeting with different stakeholders, including government officials. And what we know at the moment is that the indigenous consultation process that is part of the SEOL award process is pretty much finalized. So we should be hearing officially from the government soon. And what should happen in the next few weeks is that the government opens a new streamlined process. We are very confident that we are in a very good position to apply to that process. So we are ready, and we've been working towards that in the past few weeks.
So talking about government, there's actually been a presidential election recently in Chile as well, hasn't there? So does that have any impact on the process that you're going through yourselves?
Well, we are actually in the middle of presidential elections. We had the first round of presidential elections in late November, and now we are onto the ballotage in 10 days or so, next Sunday. So what we expect, there are two presidential candidates. Both have been very positive on lithium. So we expect that no matter who is elected, they will continue pushing for the lithium strategy, awarding sales. And we are very optimistic that no matter who wins this election, sales will be awarded, including our Laguna Verde sale. And hopefully, looking forward to the future, something on our Viento Andino project as well.
So what will it actually mean for Cleantech when the sale is awarded? What happens then?
When we are awarded the sale, we can then release our PFS. We've said once we are admitted into a streamlined process, we'll be in the condition to release our pre-feasibility study. We've been working very hard on that for quite some time already. Just as a reminder, we have said that we haven't released our PFS yet because it contains some information that is sensitive and towards the application to us all. So we want to be sure that we are onto the streamlined process before releasing it. But it will also allow us to start conversations, begin conversations to look for a strategic partner that wants to look to develop the project with us. So there are exciting times ahead, both on the SEOL side, on the pre-feasibility study side, and also on going to look for the partner to develop the project.
Right. So is it realistic then to say that we can expect the PFS to be delivered by you guys early next year? Is that something you can say?
Yes, I think that's accurate. We should be applying to a streamlined process, or the new streamlined process should be open in the next few weeks. And once we are admitted, we could be in the position to release our PFS.
Right. And so if the sale is in place and then the PFS follows, what happens after that?
After that, it's all about finalizing the last exploration works and reinjection tests, preparing the environmental impact study and also the definitive feasibility study. And with that package, going into FID, final investment decision, so we can start developing the project.
And you might get a little bit more appetite at this current moment because the lithium price has come back somewhat, come back into vogue somewhat over the last few months, hasn't it?
Yes, we've seen quite an interesting race in the lithium price, and now the past few weeks we've seen a lot of different analysts confirming that this increase in price is not driven by sentiment but by market fundamentals, and the price should be much, much higher in the future. We of course also have an estimation done by an independent company, for our PFS, looking at long-term pricing. So we expect prices will be significantly higher than when our projects are aligned than what we've seen in the past few years.
Yes, it's an interesting development that. So your margins are going to be widening as compared to where they would be today.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So just before we begin to wrap it up, there was a news about a legal claim against you guys as well. I think it was the vendors of a part of your project have put in some sort of a claim into the Chilean courts. Tell us a little bit about what the implications of that are.
Yes. Well, look, first of all, I cannot give a lot of detailed information because it's a legal process in work. But what I can say, it won't affect our sale application. First of all, it's a subsidiary company of the company that will be applying to the sale streamline process. And then we are taking care of that. We have already responded to the lawsuit, and it will have no impact in our sale application. So the company applying to the sale is perfectly okay. We meet the requirements that the government has made to be able to apply to the sale. So that will be ongoing without a hiccup.
Yeah, the key point, isn't it, really? There will be no impact on the sale application from this legal action.
Exactly. Yeah, I understand some people might feel concerned by this RNS, by the announcement, but yes, as it's a subsidiary company, and there will be no impact to our sale application.
So great. So let's just sort of wrap this up a little bit then with a summary of Laguna Verde. We've talked about the Laguna Verde project, about the progress you've been making with the sale and the PFS, but just talk in slightly broader terms, if you wouldn't mind, Ignacio, about the opportunity that's actually on offer here. What is the opportunity that investors can get a piece of if they're interested in clean tech lithium?
Laguna Verde is quite a unique project in Chile, I would say, as it is the project that has done more work to be able to advance into a production phase. So what we're offering here is premium jurisdiction, a great project that is close to development. We have the expertise, we have the know-how. So we want to be, and we've always said this, we want to be the next lithium company operating in Chile after 30 years. And that's a dream that we are sharing with our shareholders. We are very appreciative for the continued support to our project. We've seen signs here in Chile, very positive signs towards our project. The indigenous consultation process has been very quick compared to others. So what we expect now is for a new streamline process to be open, and once we are awarded that CEOL, everything changes, and we will have to run to meet our milestones to be able to be, as we said, the next company producing lithium in Chile.
Yeah, with a clean environmental footprint as well.
Yes, with new technologies, with a low water consumption, high efficiency, and also producing an end product that can go directly into different markets, not only Asian, but also European or American, which is not something all companies can say.
Yeah. And so crucially to close it out then, The company's got a big project, looks very attractive, and you've got some very meaningful news flow coming up very soon.
Yes, we expect the end of the year, the beginning of next year, to be very eventful. So be on the look for updates to, in our social media, in our different platforms, as I hope and I really believe we will be sharing positive news soon.
Very good. Well, it's very nice to talk to you, Ignacio, and good luck with everything you're doing.
Thank you very much. A pleasure.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.